SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Here to help you thrive in your new life in Australia by covering topics from education, housing, finance, lifestyle and more. Australia Explained by SBS is here to help brave new locals navigate life. For helpful weekly articles, podcasts and videos, search online for Australia Explained by SBS.
Vous êtes avec SBS French.
Votre communauté, vos conversations. SBS French.
Pleasure to welcome on the French language program Dr. Sophie Mattison, Senior Curator of International Art at the Auckland Art Gallery in New Zealand. Bonjour and welcome.
Thank you, Jean. Bonjour to your listeners.
And today we are speaking about the Shepparton Art Museum, which will present the exhibition Facing Modernity, Picasso to Degas from your art gallery in New Zealand. And the exhibition is opening very soon on Saturday, the 23rd of May. What can you tell us about some of the artworks that will be on display and apparently some have never been shown before in Australia?
Yes, this is a superb collection, a survey show of the birth of modern painting and sculpture, which really starts with the 1870s and the beginning of the Impressionist movement and goes right through to the 1960s and Abstract Expressionism. And some of the great highlights in the exhibition are from the relatively recent Robertson Bequest, which was two New York philanthropists, Josie and Julian Robertson, who have both died, but left the gallery an extraordinary group of 15 modern masters, from Picasso to Gauguin to Mondrian, Durin, etc., Cézanne, Braque. So it has absolutely transformed the country's holdings of 20th century modernism. They've never been shown in Australia. In fact, they were so treasured by the Robertsons that they stayed in their apartment in Manhattan with the family, and when they travelled to New Zealand, for example, they'd bring them on their private jet. And they loved New Zealand. They saw it, I think, as a little bit of an antidote to America, and in terms of, at the time, there was the LA riots, etc., and they loved New Zealand because it represented peace, nature, stability, and they brought up their children on and off in New Zealand and set up vineyards, golf courses, hotels, but also invested deeply in New Zealand's cultural life. So they made great bequests to theatre in New Zealand, to art galleries, but also they made a $5 million donation at the time of the Christchurch earthquake. So they've been enormous friends to New Zealand. In fact, New Zealand's never had philanthropy on this scale.
And if I'm not mistaken, you also have met them personally before they passed.
Not I, unfortunately. My predecessor, Mary Kistler, Senior Curator of International Art, met them and knew them quite well because they came over to New Zealand so often, and some of our people in New Zealand went over to New York to foster this relationship over 10 years or so. And Chris Sains up at the Queensland Art Gallery was the director who did the most to forge this relationship. So we thank him. I was lucky enough to start at Auckland Art Gallery. I came over from Melbourne and I started in 2020, and within months it became apparent that this bequest would be coming our way very soon. And so I'm just the last in the line of curators who have worked on this great incoming gift, and it's been my privilege to be here when the great reveal happened, the big exhibition and the travelling show that you will be seeing later this month.
And how many paintings will be travelling to the Shepparton Art Museum?
We have about 50 going across, but only some of them are from the Robertson gift. Many of the works are from the collection that was building up before that over the last 80 years or so. And so, for example, we had a Degas bronze, a Rodin bronze, an Archipenko, all sorts of things, Gario Brzeszko. We had wonderful sculpture, but we didn't have high-level continental paintings, but we had Bloomsbury, which was modernism too. We had people like Duncan Grant, and so we've got the English modernists mixed up with the French modernists, mixed up with Picasso, etc. So it's a beautiful international show with really masterpieces from each sort of cultural group. So you're seeing the best of Auckland's modern holdings, the things that were here before the Robertson Gift, and then a beautiful selection of prize works from the Robertson Gift itself.
And you yourself, having lived in Victoria and having worked at the NGV previously, what can you tell us about the Shepparton Art Museum?
Well, I remember when it was just a drawing, I went up there during the Van Gogh exhibition. I went up there to speak to audiences in Shepparton, and I was shown not only the inadequate facilities for the ceramics, etc., in the old building, but I got shown the model for the new building, and it was amazing. It was transformative, particularly because it looked like one of those Breuer buildings in New York or something. It looks super modern, and it was also going to conform to international standards for museums, and which meant that they could then have international shows. And so it's obvious to me that this is an enormous boon, benefit for regional Victoria. And it's wonderful to see. Bendigo has done the same, and maybe others like Ballarat are following. When you combine that with the very low-cost public transport from Melbourne up to Shepparton now, it's a tremendous combination of culture, easy access, new building, etc. It's very exciting, I think, for Shepparton.
And how long will the exhibition go on for?
Well, it starts on the 23rd of May, and it goes right through to 20 September. So that's a few months, and that's a chance for everybody to see the collection. And then after that, we will bring some of the Picassos and the Braques back for a particular exhibition we'll be doing then. But it's a great wrench for us to put these things onto a plane and send them to Australia, because they're treasures already in New Zealand. And we are very, very grateful to the Robertson family and their children, because this means a great deal for us to be able to lend to Australia to build up that relationship of reciprocity in lending and sharing is really important. The Trans-Tasman relationship is fantastic. Julian Robertson, who died most recently, he really understood that and really wanted us to do that sort of thing. So you have the show from the 23rd of May until 20th of September. And then it's time for some downtime and people can get ready for the Christmas show that Shepparton will be having.
Yes, and a great message then for people to travel to Shepparton to see some of the artworks that have never been shown in Australia before.
Yes, it's just, it is fantastic. There are two extraordinary Picassos, two Braques, a Gauguin, a Cezanne. It's just, the list goes on, and not to mention our wonderful sculptures. And it goes right through to Len Lai, who was a very experimental New Zealand painter who worked in New York, and also to Helen Frankenthaler, and abstract expressionism and stained painting, etc. So it tells a very wide story, really, from the late 19th century right through to the 1960s. It's really been wonderful for us. We can teach publics about the very rich story of modernism with what we now have and what you will have soon. And just individually, these are great masterworks. This collection will never become tired, because just the sheer quality of the individual works in it.
And if people are in New Zealand at the moment in Auckland, could they pop in at the Auckland Art Gallery? Because I believe you've got the Louise Bourgeois exhibition happening.
Yes, you're very well informed. It's in its last days. Mm-hmm. And this is an absolute bijou private collection on view, 30 works. And it's been a huge success here. It's exquisitely staged. It really is like one of the finest international shows you will see. The amazing thing is because of the philanthropy of the lenders, the anonymous lenders, it is free. And it just tells a beautiful survey story of the amazing life and creativity of Louise Bourgeois, who spanned many decades, France and America, and many movements, but in particular surrealism. And there's something for everyone there. Exquisite works out of silver and out of cloth and steel, etc. Every aspect of her creativity is in the show.
Dr. Sophie Mattison, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us on the French Language Program, and à la prochaine.
À la prochaine. Merci beaucoup.
Merci.
Starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've given up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
Votre communauté, vos conversations. SBS French.
Aimez, partagez, commentez. Suivez-nous sur facebook.com/SBS French.
A new SBS music station is here.
SBS Pop Europe.
Filled with Eurovision hits non-stop.
You want more?
The hits you know and the hits you'll want to know.
On DAB Radio, online,
the SBS Audio app
and SBS On Demand.